Wednesday, November 9th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. Their headquarters are at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Subscribe to the RBN Archives for only $1.33 per month at republicbroadcasting.org. Visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. To see past and future guests on this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the appropriate month. If you're still looking for the information on smart meters, find it on the week of October 24th, including the sample letter to send to your electricity company, which is located on the date of October 25th. Today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, federal authorities are going to shut off all television, radio, and internet communications simultaneously. According to John Boring, and I quote, in what is obviously a muscle-flexing exercise meant to show the public just how much power and control the federal government really has, all communications will be cut off for an estimated 3 minutes on November 9, 2011, claiming this is a test of the emergency response system, the terror alert system, and any other excuse they can come up with. FEMA will conduct a complete communication shutdown. All TV, radio, internet, and phone systems will be disabled. And John is trying to figure out what kind of national emergency would require cutting all communications, broadcast, and internet use. Well, maybe this is just a test to make sure the system was intact in the event of emergency. However, maybe the emergency is that the government itself feels threatened by the people. But certainly, this is a test to make sure they can shut it all down if they choose to. Okay, there's going to be a vigil for peace demonstration at the Cornerstone Church in Greater Nashville, Tennessee, and that is at West Old Hickory Boulevard in Madison, Tennessee. I have all of the information, the directions, and everything that you need to know linked on today's date. This is going to take place on Sunday, November 13th, between 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. And Robert Spencer and Pamela Geller are speaking at this church during a special conference entitled The Constitution or Sharia, Preserving Freedom Conference, about Sharia and the Islamization of America. Okay, as long as we have the Noahide laws, I really doubt that they're going to impose Sharia. My guest today is Patricia McAllister. Her website is ZionistJewFedReserve.com. It is linked on the radio schedule page. Welcome to the program, Patricia.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, you're certainly welcome. You have been on some other programs. Your videos are all over the internet. Dr. David Duke also featured you in one of his videos. And so you really have gained a lot of attention. And you did this how? Just briefly explain how you did this. And we are going to a break in about a minute and a half. But what happened?
Okay, so I heard about the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, and then I heard that we had one here, Occupy Los Angeles, and they were on the grounds of City Hall here. So I wasn't working one day, and I went down there, and I made some posters about teachers and laying off teachers and things like that, and a guy came up to interview me. I didn't think of anything about it. And the next thing I know, I mean, just the thing is all over the place, you know, all over YouTube. I'm getting calls at home on my cell. So that's
okay.
How it started.
All righty. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Patricia McAllister. Stay tuned.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
And welcome back. Our guest today is Patricia McAllister, and she lives in the LA area, and she decided to go to the Occupy event there.
Yes,
with
Occupy.
A sign. So then what did the interviewer ask you? And what did you say?
The interview went on for about 5 or 6 minutes, so I don't even remember the interview, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think I interviewed with a couple more people. It's just something that I don't quite remember, but I know I said it. It's on, you know, it's on video, but I can't remember what he asked me. I would have to see the whole thing, and he's not showing that. He's only showing like 48 seconds, but it was a long interview, and I think most of my comments were about education because that's why I was there. And it hit the YouTube. I didn't know it was on the YouTube, but I think it hit that Saturday. He had 50,000 hits when I went in there. And now it's like 250,000. So I don't understand what all the ruckus is all about. I just don't understand. I was just speaking how I think and how I feel, and I think that's my right. That's my First Amendment right as a citizen. And I don't think that I should have been let go from my jobs. I think that
Tell us how that happened. And well, first tell us what the statement was that was people found so offensive.
Well,
what certain people found so offensive.
Right. I think some Americans know that the Federal Reserve Bank is not owned and operated by the federal government. It's owned and operated by 10 Zionist Jews. Simple as that. And I said that I thought that the Zionist Jews who run the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not run by Congress, should be run out of this country. Those were my comments. That's all I said. And that's what went up on YouTube. And I mean, I was on the YouTube last night, and I just went into recommendations under my YouTube account. And there my picture is. So other channels have it now. So I don't understand what it's all about. I just told the truth. I mean,
you surely did.
Right. They do own the Federal Reserve Bank, and they are regulating our interest rates. They print this money from nowhere. And under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it states that only Congress shall have that power to coin or create money and regulate the value. So they should be first tried for treason, and then we should put them out of this country with their families. We have to understand that that's a lot of power. And it has been said that whoever, it doesn't matter who runs the country, who the president is, who the king is, if you print the money, you have the power over that over that country. So they do have the power, and they have children and relatives and wives and husbands. You see what I mean? And just the fact that they have that kind of power over this, and they're abusing us. Americans are suffering. There are more people living on the street now. I live in Los Angeles, and I was walking over the freeway, and I saw a lady with her baby. The infant must have been about 8 months old, and I know she lived there because all of her belongings were surrounding her. So this has gotten out of hand. Someone has to speak up. The word Jew or Jewish, it seems to be taboo nowadays. You can't say it. But I'm for the truth, and I think that if we cannot speak the truth as Americans, we will not be in existence very long.
Well, I'm sure you voice a lot of other people's opinions. So as a result of you having this interview, what happened with your job?
Well, what happened is I'm a substitute teacher, so we get assignments through something called Subfinders through the phone. And I had an assignment on there after I saw the YouTube video, and I started seeing comments. People were supporting me, and some people were putting the phone number of the school district on there saying call the school district and get her fired and whatnot. So that Tuesday, I went on the phone to see if my job was still there, and it said, you're on an inactive status. Please call your supervisor. Well, I called the district, and they sent me upstairs to the director of human relations, and he called me in. I think the interview took 45 seconds. He told me I didn't have a job. And I said, why? He says, well, I don't want to talk about why. You just don't have a job. I said, well, do you have a pink slip or a letter or something? He says, no, I don't have anything for you. So, I mean, that's how cold it was. So, and then it happened to be the same day that teachers were marching. They were picketing the district. So I just joined the picket, and the news reporter saw me, and they interviewed me. I was on Fox News, I think, and KTLA television station. So, and then it's just been, you know, going out all over the place since then.
What is the name of the gentleman who fired you?
His name is Ira Berman. He's also Jewish. Ira Berman.
Interesting. That might be the reason that you got fired.
Right. He's the director of employee relations at the Los Angeles Unified School District headquarters office on 333 South Boultry in Los Angeles.
Now, I understand that there's some questions about his qualifications for being in that job.
Now, not him. It's the superintendent.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the superintendent. He's the one who went on national news, and it was broadcasted everywhere that the school district will not tolerate that kind of comment from one of its teachers and things of that nature. And I don't know how I found it. I do research, too. And he's only been in that position maybe 6 to 8 months. But anyway, he faked his credentials. He put down that he was on faculty once at Marymount College, and they contacted the college. They said he's not on faculty, and he's never had been on faculty there. So that was fake. And then his PhD, they found out that he only had 9 credit hours. That means like three courses, when you should have at least 54 credit hours. And the dean where he got the PhD, he's in prison. He embezzled a few million dollars from the university, and so he's the one who awarded him his PhD, but he really doesn't have one. I mean, not with the 9 credit hours. And on his master's degree, they said the dates are wrong on his resume and the master's. So it's just crazy. Now, how could he be our superintendent? And I understand he's making over $300,000 a year. So
now, did he graduate from high school, or do you know?
Did he? I don't know what he did with high school, but I know. I think we have questions about the master's because they said the dates weren't coinciding, but definitely the PhD. I mean, I like to find that university where I can take 3 courses and get a PhD. And he said, I read on the web that, and I could send you the links, emailed it to you, he said that, well, if the university made a mistake in giving me the PhD, you know, they need to look at that. It's their problem. And but anyway, I think he should step down. He's not qualified to be the superintendent of schools.
And what's his name?
He never spoke to me, never called me in. He just got on the news and just put me down saying, you know, we don't support her opinion and blah, blah, blah. He never even talked to me.
What's his name?
John Deasy, D-E-A-S-E-Y, John Deasy.
Okay.
And his
not doctor, right?
Well, it's really not doctor. I mean, and the school board, they just voted him in. I think they had to vote him in. I think they knew about his credentials, but they let him in anyway. And they can't do that because that's an insult to all teachers. As teachers, if we're caught with anything on our resume that's not correct, or if we don't have the proper credentials, we're fired on the spot. So the same should apply to him.
Exactly. Well, my goodness. So what have you been doing since you got fired?
Well, of course, looking for work. Looking for work, just trying to get my head together. You know, once you have a big shift like that, it takes a little while to adjust your thinking. And I've been looking for work and doing other things, building the website on my spare time and talking on radio shows. I have some more requests and things of that nature. I flew out to New York a couple of weeks ago to the Occupy New York event out there. And so I've been busy.
Well, good, good. And your website is ZionistJewFedReserve.com, and I do have that linked. And you have quite a few things here on the website, and you say that you're just sort of getting it built, constructing it little by little? Did you have this before you appeared at the L.A. Occupy event?
No, that website is new. I built that since this happened. Maybe 4 or 5 days after all of this happened, I decided to build the website. Plus, I get so many emails and people are calling me. They wanted me to put something up there. And, you know, so I just decided to do history. This is all history. It's really not me talking. The only thing I talk about is when, you know, what happened and why they dismissed me and how my First Amendment right was violated. But this is all history. Anybody can check it out. As a matter of fact, I recommend that people have their children, their family members, because we need to know. Everybody's history is out there except the Jewish people. If you say something about them, they say you're anti-Semitic, and they get angry. I think had people, Americans, known their history and known about the Federal Reserve, they wouldn't have been swindled out of their home. Had they known these are the kinds of people I'm dealing with. Now, if we expose them, then if somebody calls you and asks you to get into a crazy deal like they did with the people's homes, telling them they wouldn't pay any interest, and they didn't read the fine print, then they would be leery, skeptical. They wouldn't trust these people. So I grew up with Jewish people, so I kind of know them. So I don't think it would have gotten past me. I don't really trust them when it comes to business.
Right. You grew up in the Chicago area.
Yes, I did. And at that time, the community, merchants and doctors and lawyers, everybody, they were Jewish. And so they're like family to me. It's not like I don't know them. My dad worked in the pawn shop. So we were around the Jewish people a lot. And maybe that's why I'm the way I am. Maybe, you know, I speak my mind. What if I see injustice, I'll speak up. I don't hold it. When I was when I was a young girl, 10 or 11, I used to beg my mother to just let me go to rallies. And she didn't go. She was just putting me on the bus with other adults. So I've always been this way. I just didn't get this way. You know, I like to speak up and be involved in correcting situations, especially when it comes to the American people.
Good for you. All righty. We are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Patricia McAllister. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Patricia McAllister, and her website is Zionist2FedReserve.com. And you know, it's interesting. They've lied about the Federal Reserve. And of course, they've taken over the schools. And I know that, of course, you are a teacher. But actually, the government does control the schools. And of course, they've controlled the media since 1927. Hollywood controls the entertainment world. And the government has lied to us about 9/11. They've lied to us about the beginning of each and every war, including World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, 9/11, which, of course, they also lied to us about. They've lied to us just about anything that we think we believe basically is based on propaganda and government lies. And when we were kids, you know, we all wanted to have these heroes, and we all had views that were basically implanted by the government school system. And yet you have kind of escaped that. And in your teaching, how did you present things that you did not really believe to be true?
Well, I'm a computer scientist. My degree is in computer science, so most of my calls would be in mathematics, but sometimes I would get courses to teach middle school and high school in history, which I love history, and science, but mostly math. But when I would get to the history classes, you would be surprised at the books that they're using, all the information they leave out of the books. Some of the history, I think, is not even correct. So sometimes I would have to interject, you know, say things that, to the students that was not in the book. You know, I let them know certain things. So that's how I would do it. But the school system, I just think it's horrible. I mean, as a teacher, And people say, well, I'm not teaching anymore. I was born a teacher, so you can't take that from me. I believe I'm a real teacher. I always will be a teacher. So if I'm not in the classroom, I'll just teach on the web. But anyway, I think it's horrible. Our students are involved in, I've seen satanic worshiping in the classroom. They talk about sacrificing babies. They've seen that. It's just terrible. Drugs, alcohol. And the schools don't like that to get out to the media, you know, and they, of course, teachers are threatened. They don't talk about it, but since I don't work for them anymore, I can talk about it. And it's just horrible. And it's very stressful, and I see teachers under a lot of stress. And also, they started stealing our money here in Los Angeles. Teachers, you know, they demonize us in the media, tell them that we're not doing our job, we're making too much money, so that they can have the ability to steal from us. And I just got paid for some money I made in February. Just got it in August. And some other money they tried to steal from me. It took me a year and a half to get that back. And I've had particularly one teacher asked me, she couldn't even understand her check stub. She asked me to look at it. And I was shocked. She had about six deductions. $150, it says overpayment. I said, well, did the district tell you overpaid or did you get a letter? She says, no. And all kinds of deductions for insurance. I said, we have free health insurance. So they're doing these things to teachers because they know that teachers are afraid of being fired, so many of them don't speak up. And I don't think this teacher spoke up either. She was just wanting to make sure she was correct, and she was really scared. But I'm not scared. I would be at the district every month. Now, we get paid on the 5th at the district. They wouldn't even give us all our money on the 5th. They give us part of our money and then give us the rest of it a week later. I mean, we don't have a union. You go to the union, and they're just, I think, you know, they sold us out. They really have. So it's really crazy here in Los Angeles. So that's why I was really at the rally to talk about the school system. But I'm very disappointed with the school system. If a teacher mentions Jesus or God, they'll take your job. But the kids can worship the devil, and I've seen them eyes roll back in their heads saying the F word, F God, and all of that crazy stuff. And then they write me up as a teacher because I put the girl out, and they wrote me up and told me I was preaching. I said, I'm not preaching, but I can't allow her to use profanity. You see, she wanted to say that about God, but you can't use profanity in the classroom. So, I mean, it's just crazy. And I don't know what's going to happen to the school system, but when they took the Bibles out and told parents not to discipline their children, now we have, I say, children who are out of hand. I mean, and they're going to be running this nation in a few years, and I'm afraid to know, to even think about what the nation will be like because of this hands off. You know, I'm not into abusing children, but I got spankings, and I thank God for those spankings. That's probably, you know, I could have gone the other way. I mean, my parents kept me in line, and they didn't kill me. I'm still here, and I think I have a sane mind, and so. I'm very disappointed in the school system, and I have big concerns for the teachers too. I mean, you can see the stress in there being worn out, and it's just horrible. They can't do anything with the classroom. You can't even write up the students. The principals want you just to keep them in the classroom and tolerate all of that nonsense. Other students can't learn if you have three or four who are going crazy. So, and a lot of the kids are on drugs, like I said now, and abusing alcohol. So. I love the children, but we have to help them, and we cannot help them by hiding the fact of how they're behaving in class.
Well, in addition to that, the pharmaceutical industry would like to have every single one of those children on drugs.
Yes, a lot of them are. A lot of them are. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All righty. We are going to a break. We will be right back with our guest, Patricia McAllister, in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Guest today is Patricia McAllister. Her website is ZionistJewFedReserve.com. Now, the issues that you were talking about with regards to education, basically what is happening is that this is destroying our culture, because when you destroy children and you destroy their perceptions and you don't teach them properly, you allow them to do whatever they want. That's very, very destructive to the culture. How do you suppose that happened and why?
Well, I think it's because of the drugs that are put in the communities. Most of the schools where I taught, the majority of the students, say 75% are Hispanic and 25% African-American in South Central. That's where I would teach. And I think that and some of the parents are maybe on drugs or in prison. And I work for two districts. I work for the Los Angeles Unified School District. And when they fired me, the county, I work for the county also. The county sent me a letter. So LAUSD went to the county and had them fire me too. In the county, I work in the youth camps, the youth prisons, and the alternative schools. So some of the students, the kids, I call them kids because some were from middle school and high school, that I see in the regular schools, they get locked up, and then I see them in the camps. So I think what they're doing by telling the teachers not to tell the parents and just to let the students do what they want to do, they're setting them up for prison. So once they get to the camp, well, they're in gangs, being abused. And I had a complaint with the county before they fired me because I was suspicious of abuse of some of those boys in the camps. They're on drugs, illegal drugs, and I don't know how they're getting the drugs out unless the staff is bringing it in there. And I had written up a complaint So I'm going to follow up on that complaint, even though I'm not working there. I don't know if they're being sexually abused either. They could be that, too, but mostly the drugs, because if they're on drugs in there and they get out, hit the streets, they're going to be on drugs on the street, and then eventually when they hit 18, they're going to prison. So I see all of this behavior that they're allowing these schools. They're setting these kids up for prison so they can use them in the prison industrial complex. Here in California, they're letting out a lot of the nonviolent and felony prisoners, and I think they're making room for the kids because they know that that behavior that they're exhibiting in school, that when they hit the streets as adults, they're going to prison. So they can't fool me. I think I know that's why they're doing it. And
And they do. It is very profitable. The more prisoners they have, the more slave labor they have. And many of the prisons across the nation have been privatized and private, just like the Federal Reserve. Private parties own them, and they are complicit with a lot of the judges who incarcerate children and others because they get paid for it. They get a little bonus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. See, that's what I'm afraid of. Our kids are going to prison. That's why when I see them in middle school and high school, I talk to them and tell them my experiences working in the juvenile halls and camps so that they'll know. And I try to not scare them, but really tell them the truth, how it is, so they would behave and not get in so much trouble. But I think a lot of our children also in the South Central area, they have them on, like you say, these medications. And a lot of them are suffering from that, too, and but they can't put all the kids in special ed, so they just put them all in regular classes, and you don't know that you have special ed kids in there, but you can watch their behaviors. But I love all of them, but I don't want them in this prison system when they hit 18, but I don't see how we're going to get out of that, you see what I mean? And I'm also concerned about in the schools they have. I've seen in one school, for instance, they had boys dressed like girls and girls dressed like boys day. Now, that is crazy. That is telling, you know, our kids, introducing them to being perverted, you know, homosexuals. And it's crazy. And then another school where they're telling me they have the middle school kids going to classes and introducing them to being how to be gay. And let's talk about it. And you have those kinds of feelings. And one teacher told me about it, and what he does, he takes his Bible. He has to get so many feet away from the school, and he's trying to help the kids. You know, he's a Christian. But they don't even allow him to do anything in the school. He has to get maybe two blocks away from the school. So it's crazy. I mean, what I've seen, I just should write a book. I mean, I can't even explain all the things I've seen and experienced in our schools. And this country is in trouble. If we don't change this very soon, we're going to be in trouble.
And certainly this started with the Department of Education when the federal government took over the control of the government schools, rather than leave it to the local authorities. And of course, Reagan and other presidents have said, oh, I'm going to, you know, abolish the Department of Education. It's just never going to happen because they want to control every aspect of our lives because, quite basically, we are living in a Talmudic society where they want to control every aspect of our lives.
That's right. That's right. And to tell me that I can't go to a rally on my time and make a statement and fire me from my job, that is unconstitutional. You can't do that. I mean, these people, they're trying to calm this thing down. They see all of these occupies in different cities and rallies, and they're afraid. But I think what they did to me is going to make people more aware of how desperate they are to shut us up so that they can do what they want to do to us. But I tell people, and the same thing I did in New York when I went there a couple of weeks ago, go down the street to the Federal Reserve. You can get tours of the Federal Reserve. We need to be involved with these people. In L.A., I called them, and they said you have to have 10 or more people to get a tour of the Federal Reserve Bank here. But they have them in a lot of our cities. Find out where they are. Call them. Get a tour. We want to abolish the Federal Reserve. It's unconstitutional. We want to put it in the hands of Congress, and then Congress gives the Treasury the permission to print the money. That way we don't pay taxes. See, the way that the Fed is doing it now, we have to pay taxes. They cut the trees down, get the printing presses up, and they print the money loan it to the government. The government uses it. We have to pay taxes on it. Once we get the feds out of the way, we don't have to pay taxes. And they're saying that
well,
the deficit is going to go down.
It depends on what kind of a system that they replace it with. I'm rather afraid that if they do get rid of the Federal Reserve, that they are going to impose a world currency. So we have to be very careful and not just say, okay, we have to get rid of the Fed. Because, I mean, even though that's true, and I certainly don't trust anybody in Congress to do
right,
the right thing.
Mm-hmm. They're bought. That's right. See, that's the problem. That's why I tell people, and you're right, we have to be careful. You're right. We don't really have representatives. We really don't. Because they've all been bought. They know that if they step out of line, the Federal Reserve, all they have to do is print the money, give it to someone else to run against them, and they're out of a job. So they're puppets.
Sure, that happened to Cynthia McKinney. I mean,
yeah.
You just don't step out of line, or if they could do something worse, they could kill you.
Right. So what I'm saying is, because of that, because they have that control of the money like that, they can do that. They control all of our politicians. Therefore, they control the entire nation. If we get them out of the way and have our Congress, then the Congress will have more freedom to be who they're supposed to be, which are representatives of us. You see what I'm saying? That we'll
sure.
take care of that world currency thing. We'll make sure that doesn't happen, too. I agree with you. But we've got to abolish the Federal Reserve. They run our country. And if we get it into the hands of Congress, then the Congress have to answer to us. You see, but right
yeah.
now they don't have to answer to us. They answer
course,
to the Federal Reserve.
With the 17th Amendment, with the popular election of senators, it just really altered our entire government system. So that the senators used to represent, the states because they were answerable to the state legislatures. And now they're, popularly elected, so they have their hands out. And even though people go to Washington with the best intentions, they get contaminated within a few minutes after they arrive there. And I think that a lot of people, even though they talk about wanting to do this or that, I think it's a little bit arrogant even for one person to assume that they can make that big of a difference. When you listen to the candidates and you think, yeah, who does this guy think he is? That this one person can make this huge difference. And I think that a lot of the population people who, right before the election, they say, oh, yeah, we just got to get Obama in, or we got to get Bush in, or we got to get this one in, and it'll make a difference, and everything will be fine again. Well, that is a bunch of baloney. It hasn't been fine for 100 years.
That's right. Since 1913, that's when our government was overthrown. That's when they took over the money, the Fed, 1913. And I'm going to stay on this with the Fed. We've got to move those guys out of the way and take our country back. It's just, you're right, one candidate. And when I was in New York, I met a very interesting man. I mean, he's Jewish, but he's not a Zionist Jew, and he escorted me around the area and whatnot. And he was telling me, that the thing in Washington, what they do is, another reason they can do what they want to do, the feds, they make sure they get some dirt on everybody, and we know you stolen this, and just about everybody in Washington, they got a little dirt on them, something they've done that if it was put in the news, they'd be out of office. So, it's just a crazy thing, but I think that we can make a difference. Sometimes people say, well, it takes a lot of people. No, it could take one person to light a flame. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To enlighten the American people. We don't need a lot of people. And because the people, even some of the teachers, some of them I can't listen to, negative. You can't do this. I tell them I can do anything I want to do. It just takes one person, and then you light that flame, and then other people start getting on board. So we have to remember, and I tell teachers, get that fear out of your heart that if you speak up, you're going to lose your job. See, I have Christ in my life, and he's the source of my supply. If you don't have that, and they've taken God out of our nation just about, then you think that these people are God. The Federal Reserve and your representative, they're not gods. They're men and women just like we are. They're people. So I have a higher power with me, so they don't frighten me. As far as my livelihood is concerned, or even my safety, I mean, I haven't restricted myself. I'm doing the same thing, and I see people stare at me sometimes in public. I just keep walking. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to reach. You have to go to a higher level in order to deal with this. You see, and that's where I'm operating now. I'm operating on a higher level, a spiritual level. Because if you're operating down here on the physical level, it's like, ooh, look at these giants. You know, what are you doing? I'm not even looking at it in that respect. So, yes, we can make a difference, and we must keep this in our minds, the Federal Reserve. And in my mind, in my subconscious mind, I see them stepping down, and I see them leaving our country. That's what I see. And I see Americans going into homes, and we're having jobs. See, we have to see these things being better. And I love my country. My mother's grandfather, well, I'll say it like this, my grandfather's father, he died at 100 years old. He was born in slavery. He died in 1962. At 100 years old. So we have some history in our family, and they helped build this nation and for a reason. You see what I mean? We want to keep our nation. We have a great country here, but we can't let a particular group take over our country. And I still say they're Zionist Jews, which they are. And we can send them go back to Israel, wherever they want to go. But they cannot control this country. A group that has been expelled from 109 nations, they've been put out of 109 countries. How can they be here running this country and practically running most of the world? That's insane. So that's why we need to get the history out of the Jewish people so that people will know their history and what we're up against.
Wow. Okay. So when did you discover all of this? What led you down this path?
Well, I consider myself an introvert. I can still socialize with people, but I prefer to be alone and I think a lot. And I'm a computer scientist. You know, as being a computer scientist, we do a lot of thinking. People call us geeks. But I think this has been in my heart for years, but it just came to the surface when the school district started stealing my money, and then I saw other teachers, they were stealing from them, and then I saw the big picture. See, when I saw that, I went up higher because if the school district has that kind of nerve, then it's a bigger issue, and that's when I said I have to speak. See, because I was in business for 12 years. And so I took care of myself. I had a school. I taught people how to write software. So I'm a businesswoman at heart. So when I teach or whatever job I have, it's like a business to me. So when they took my money, it's like, I'm in business. You're stealing my money. So that's when I just let it all out. I mean, I saw corruption. It's higher than the school district, believe me. And I want a federal investigation of the school district because when they steal our money, they're involved in embezzlement because they're also involved in tax evasion. They're not paying taxes on that money. When I finally got that money back that they stole from me a year and a half ago, it was not a payroll check. It was some kind of check from another account. That means that they've used that money. They've pocketed that money. And I believe that's why they brought in this new superintendent, this guy that doesn't have credentials, probably shady, because the business they want him to do has nothing to do with education.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's very interesting. See, they've got that over his head. And you mentioned that they always seem to know the very, very secretive things that people have done. Take, for instance, Spitzer. And, you know, they can, or Rod Blagojevich, mm-hmm. who said, you know, there's no politician that's basically clean, but the day after he said that he was not going to do, that the state of Illinois was not going to do business with the Bank of America anymore, the next day he was under arrest. The next morning at, what was it, 6 or 7 a.m., he was under arrest for something that he'd, you know, that he'd done, that they knew he had done. And so you're right. They do have something on all of the politicians, whether they get them inebriated and take pictures with them doing whatever they're doing or whatever. They do have something to intimidate them with, to blackmail them with. And this has been going on for, well, since, Woodrow Wilson. I mean, they certainly had something over on him, and that's why we have the Federal Reserve now.
Right, he signed it for Woodrow Wilson. You're right. He signed the Federal Reserve Act.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I was looking over your website. I did listen to you on another program where you mentioned Hitler. And then I thought, oh, my goodness, she doesn't believe in the Holocaust, does she? And I was afraid that you did. And then I I just see here on your website that you are also up on the truth about the Holocaust, which is something that is being taught in the schools, particularly here in Illinois. They have conferences where they teach the teachers how to teach about the Holocaust in the school, which is a big hoax. And I see that you know that.
Yes, yes. Being a computer scientist, things have to make sense to me. And that doesn't make sense to Holocaust.
Okay. We do have to take a break, and we will be right back with our wonderful guest, Patricia McAllister, after a word from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Patricia McAllister. Her website is SinusJewFedReserve.com. It is posted on the radio schedule page. Now, we are coming up on 1 o'clock here in Central Time, and so we're not sure how this is going to go about, but apparently we're going to have 3 minutes of nothing. So anyway, we'll deal with it and work with it, and it'll be fine. So tell us how you happened to discover that the Holocaust was a hoax. You said that you just knew that it didn't make any sense.
Well, go back. I have to go back. I think I was a little unusual as a child, but when I first heard about the Holocaust, maybe 9 or 10 years old, I was asking everybody, my mother, everybody in the community, my question was, why did Hitler kill them? See, that was my question throughout my life. I mean, I felt the sympathy for them, but, I mean, why? And no one ever had an answer until maybe years later, and I was told by my former husband that something about economic boycotts and things like that, but I never had the real story. Because I think the Jewish people, they hide that history. Whenever something like that happens, what's the reason? See, that's how I think. And then I found out that what the Jews had done, they had declared an economic boycott on or an economic war on Germany. And Adolf Hitler, in his book, he talked about in Mein Kampf how they brought all that perversion into Germany and all of that. It was just crazy. So the Jewish people are not that innocent. And in recent years, I've done more research, and like I said, I'm a computer scientist, and things have to be logical. And if you can look on the website, you'll see the gas chambers, or so-called chambers, that the Jews said that Hitler, you know, killed them in and whatnot, and they've shown that those doors are not even sealed. So, I mean, it's just, and they're saying there's no way that Hitler could have killed 6 million Jews using that kind of technology. And as a matter of fact, I have a link, Mr. Fred Loeffler. He talks about that those gas chambers and even the gassing executions, that it would take approximately 68 years to kill 6 million people. You see what I mean? Back in those days. So, I mean, today we could do it, but not back then. So this whole Jewish, as a matter of fact, I found a certificate from the Red Cross. And it says here from the International Red Cross that only approximately 271,000 Jews were killed. So,
oh, exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Red Cross of West Germany. And so I think the Jews did that to get the sympathy from everybody around the world. They did talk about what they did to cause that, and there were not 6 million Jews who were killed. I don't even think there were 6 million Jews in Germany or in those countries at that time. But they're known to lie. And if you even mention the Holocaust and ask, if you tell the kids, well, one of the kids asked you, why did Hitler kill them? And, you know, they don't even want you to tell the kids why they killed them. You see, what did they do?
They didn't actually have an extermination program. Their program was to deport them, to get them out of the country. There was never any extermination plan or program, and the Jews have used that hoax, that lie, in order to position themselves where they are now in Israel, and it's all to get the sympathy of the people.
That's right.
Which it's worked. It's worked, and especially when you're teaching them in school that this happened. So. And of course, you have Hollywood with all of their movies. And a lot of these stories didn't come out until the mid-60s.
That's right.
All righty. Patricia, we do have to go to a one-minute top-of-the-hour break. I don't know what's going to happen at 1 o'clock, but we will stay tuned and we will see.
Okay.
So we'll be right back, hopefully.
The next